Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I don't get it. Podcast. Whoa, we just started this one off with a burp.
Lauren.
Well, I guess that is in theme with the crudeness that may be this podcast.
I am so excited for this podcast. One, because Chad Johnson is here, and I actually haven't talked to him in forever. Have you guys talked to him recently?
No, that's why I asked Courtney for him to send the videos, because I couldn't have my first text to Chad in like 2 years be like, "Hey, can you send me a 30-second clip of your porn?"
So if you didn't know, Ashley just revealed that Chad Johnson from The Bachelor is now on OnlyFans. And if you don't know what OnlyFans is, I think an easy way to describe it is like an app sort of like Instagram, but for porn. How would you guys describe OnlyFans?
Lauren's more familiar with the platform. Is it just for people who are doing porn? Because like, then why is it called OnlyFans? That sounds like something that like anybody.
Fans, if you're a fan, only you will be watching their page.
And Chad is on it. We have not done a good job at describing this correctly. Chad is on OnlyFans, and our I don't get it is OnlyFans, because apparently people are making buttloads of money on this thing.
Mm-hmm. Lauren even knows people that personally they're not going to be revealed right now that are on the site. They're not celebrities, but
they're normal people who, this one chick that I do her hair, she's very open about it. She's on OnlyFans and she sells videos of her putting like tights, pantyhose on like really slowly.
Is her face in it?
Her face is in it. Yeah.
It could be just fetishy things. Like Lauren said that like her one friend could just like put her butt up there if she wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Chad's on there. He's finding a new life. He wants to move to Las Vegas.
No, he is moved to Las Vegas.
He's moved to Las Vegas. Yeah. And he wants to start like a porn house where people come over and start filming.
Now, Lauren and I were listening to some TMZ commentary on this, and a very famous porn star said that if he thinks he's being innovative and original with this idea of creating like a porn palace in Vegas, he's like 10 years too late, and that this is like something that happens all over the suburbs of Vegas.
Wow. So. Really? Is it legal then? I guess.
Yeah, in Vegas it is. Yeah.
Wow. And you know what's crazy? So Chad sent us a bunch of videos just so we could get an idea of what exactly
like,
goes
truly,
down
you guys,
on his account.
The reason I asked is because I wasn't sure if he was just trying to get people to come on, you know, to like sign up for it. And then it was like softcore porn where it was like a rated R movie or whatnot.
God, it's not porn then.
I don't know. I thought that possibly he could get away with it being like R-rated stuff, and then people would buy the subscription, and then they'd be like, "Oh, yeah, never mind." So that's why I was like, kind of like seeing if it was like for real, and if he was like porn star or like softcore, you know. And we can now confirm he's gone full porn star.
And what's even crazier is, I don't know if you guys listening have listened to our porn star episode, but Lauren pointed out to me that
Blair, who was on our porn star episode, has been having sex with Chad.
Or is in some of Chad's videos.
Working with Chad in the porn videos.
Yeah.
So very small world.
I know.
You know who I'm concerned about right now?
Who?
Living this life?
Pumpkin.
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 We have to ask about Pumpkin. All right, did we have
Chad on years ago? Yeah, we did, right?
I don't remember if we always wanted to have Chad on, but I don't know if we ended up.
He came over, but I don't think
we didn't record it. That's we watched Gurgi hump Pumpkin for a while. That was what it was.
Oh yeah, so Pumpkin is Chad's dog.
She's ready for that life.
Yeah.
Okay, should we let in the Chadmeister?
Let's let in the Chadmeister. Yeah. I'm very nervous. Let's do it.
I wonder if he's even near his computer. Here we go. Maybe,
he probably is such a guy that wouldn't respond to like a text, be like 5 minutes. He'd just be like, okay. You know?
Well, sure, but like I think he probably just signs on and then, you know, when the person says hello.
All right. There he is. Chad!
Hi. Oh god.
Can you hear us?
Is your audio on?
Can you hear us? Uh oh.
Hear me?
Yes. Can you hear us? Oh.
Yeah.
Look at the sketch. You're so handsome.
Why, thank you.
Look at the sketches of those men behind you.
I know. This is hilarious.
Those are
they're iconic.
Oh my god, those are good choices.
You didn't see them in the OnlyFans videos? That was like all I was noticing. Is how I was like making out with a girl. There's like a picture of Jack Nicholson in The Shining behind you.
I'd love to look at Matthew McConaughey as I get pounded.
Oh my god.
You guys make me so uncomfortable during this. Because you guys just are very outwardly sexual.
Yeah, no, I always forget those are kind of back there, and then I do an interview and they're like, what the fuck is that?
So Chad, we want to like walk through your past year to what led you to now being on OnlyFans and kind of like a porn star.
Yeah.
So, wow. Okay.
Well, first for our listeners, a lot of them don't know what OnlyFans, it's Naz included, doesn't really understand the ins and outs of OnlyFans. So could you tell us like how that goes down?
For sure. Can y'all hear me well?
Yeah, we're good.
So basically OnlyFans is, you can post anything on there. Like if I wanted to post workouts, you wouldn't be able to see them anywhere unless you paid through the wall. It's everything is hidden behind a paywall. So It's only for subscribers. You can't save the content. You can't share it anywhere because it's copyrighted. I can sue your ass.
So if someone screen records that and shares it to their friends, you're going down.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, you could probably do that and I'm not going to know about it. But if you post it to Twitter or anything like that, I'm going to do a DMCA takedown or have my team do a DMCA takedown and have it taken down in like an hour.
Okay.
And if it gets too many views or any shit like that, I can contact my lawyer and, you know, throw that shit through litigation and get paid. So if you got 10,000 people that paid it, I'm going to get my $20 to $30 per view that shit got. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Chad, is it predominantly for porn or you were saying workout videos? So what is it used for?
You can do that. I mean, I put some initially, like I put a couple workout videos on there, but then I was like, people don't give a fuck about that. That's not what they're coming here for.
But is it a porn platform or is it a platform for whatever you want?
Yeah.
Could I say fuck on here?
Be yourself.
Okay. I wasn't sure how higgied up this place was. You know what I mean? But what was your question?
Is it a platform for like anything you want to go into or is it a platform predominantly for porn?
Predominantly, it's like, I think it's mostly like girls on Instagram that like want to show a little bit more, but like, you know, they want to get paid for it. Like if they want to, you know, you can post on the homepage like, hey, here's a video I shot. If you want to see the extended version, then you sell the extended version for $5. But it's predominantly like chicks who want to show a little bit more or dudes who want to just show shit that you're not allowed to show on Instagram, basically.
Okay, so that's like a perfect platform for an Instagram model who isn't afraid to show nibble. Like some booby. That way, like I can't imagine the amount of money these Instagram models who are willing to, you know, get a little topless or show like just be naked, I guess, and then they had their following move over to this platform.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much money that people don't get it. Like, I went from probably being the lowest paid person within the bachelor hierarchy to probably being one of the richest within like 2 months.
So how does it? Yeah. So how much money, if you're willing to share, are you making now through just OnlyFans, not like through Instagram too?
Yeah, I'm almost at $100,000 a month. So by next month, I will be at 6 figures per month.
Oh my God. And now, did girls that you had sex with before you started doing porn say you should do porn?
No, I mean, there's not anything like that. I mean, they didn't oppose it, but that conversation never came up. You know, okay. I was with one girl for like, you know, 9 months. So, but... yeah, it was nothing like that. It was just, It was just after a whole bunch of shit happened with my ex in February. I lost my sponsors. And I always considered doing it before. But then once that shit happened, I was like, hey, this nobody's going to really give me shit because I got a perfectly good reason now, you know?
Mm-hmm. Wait, so can we go back to that February incident? So right. You were arrested, right?
Yeah.
And then you were hospitalized.
Yeah, yeah, I'm confused. Were they intertwined?
Yeah, it was all kind of related. So, like, I mean, I got arrested. Basically, one thing people don't understand is that in California, if you're, let's say you're just drunk and you're being a loud dick, you know, and you're alone, or it's with somebody you don't know, then you just get arrested for being a drunk and disorderly or something. But I hadn't drank in 2 months. I had gotten totally clean, and I got drunk. Me and my ex got back together. She saw that I had a dating app. She got super pissed, and I punched a hole in the wall and, like, chunked her phone because she kept recording me. And pretty much then from there, one of the neighbors, I guess, had called the police. So when I came back, they were, like, waiting for me. But because in California, if a situation happens and you're with someone you're dating and it's between you two, it's considered, like, domestic something. I forget what the word was that they, like, technically charged me with. But, like, it sounded horrible. And everyone was like, ah, see, I knew he's an abuser. He was a dick on The Bachelor. And now here's the proof. And I'm like, no, I punched a hole in the wall. Like, come on, I'm from Oklahoma. You think?
She admitted that you didn't touch her, right?
Yeah. She did, like, plenty of stuff on it, so.
Hey, friends, Naz here. I think most of you know by now how important talking about mental health is to me. And so I wanted to share an incredible resource that I have been using, especially now during this time, because you may be somewhere where you don't have the luxury of going outside. Maybe you're practicing safer at home. So I want to tell you about BetterHelp, because BetterHelp is a great way online to connect with professional therapists. And what's so amazing is that you can message them anytime, and they match you with really, really great people. So if you feel like something's interfering with your happiness, maybe there's something preventing you from achieving a goal, BetterHelp can assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You get to connect in a safe and private online environment. It's so convenient. You can start communicating in under 24 hours. And what I love is that it's not self-help. It's professional counseling. And like I said, you can send a message to your counselor anytime. You'll get a timely, thoughtful response. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, all without ever having to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room. What's also great is that the service is available for clients worldwide. So there's a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas. They have licensed professional counselors who are specialized. They have licensed professional counselors who specialize in depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, grief, self-esteem, and anything that you share is confidential. It's convenient. It's professional. My favorite thing about it is that it is affordable. You can even check out some testimonials posted daily on their website if you don't believe me. But at the end of the day, we want you to start living a happier life today. So as a listener, you're going to get 10% off your first month by visiting BetterHelp.com/get it. Join over 800,000 people taking charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/get it. So then when you were hospitalized, Chad, what was that? Was that immediately after? And how does that connect? And then how are you feeling now?
Yeah, it was a few days after. It was because when I got back, I mean, I was drunk and I stayed drunk after that for like a week, because everything I was working on, everything just fucking fell through because of that bullshit, you know? And I just got super down, super drunk, started making some crazy Instagram stories with like a noose and shit. And then I was asleep and the cops came in and fucking, like, literally I'm in bed and I wake up and there's like 10 cops in my bedroom. And I was like, get the fuck out. What are you doing? Like, and they're like, oh, are you going to hurt yourself? I was like, I'm asleep. I was a dick. I'm not going to lie. Because if you're in bed and people roll into your bedroom. And I was like, no, I'm not going to hurt myself. I want to go back to bed. Get the fuck out of my bedroom. So it was some crazy bullshit.
Was that a part of you kind of? Yeah, wait, sorry. Go and ask. Was that technically like being Baker acted? Like, is that why they showed up to your house? What does that mean?
It's like, well, I mean, I saw like on Reddit, no one was allowed to post about me right now. And they were like, we called and did a welfare check on him. He called us idiots. I'm like, yeah, you're fucking idiots. That shit cost me $7,000, y'all calling to get me help Well, thanks for the help. Now I owe $7,000 in fucking medical and like transportation fees. You know what I mean?
Also, you had to go. It wasn't like, do you want to come with us if you need help? You had to go.
They rolled in this like cart to like lock me down. And I was like, is that for me? And they're like, yeah. And I was like,
oh my God, you're gonna need restraints for sure. These cops are probably scared shitless of you.
Okay, yeah, one sec. So there were people on Reddit who were concerned about you and then reported you to the cops because they were concerned about like your mental health and that you were gonna hurt yourself.
Hurt himself. And it's like, yeah, but even if I was, what are you gonna do to stop me? You're not gonna follow me around for the rest of my life.
Was it humbling at least to know that there were random people out there in the world that like wanted to make sure you were okay?
Not really. It kind of pissed me off. I mean, I get it. It's like, thank you. But like, I don't know. My whole thing is you can't do anything. You can't stop someone from doing something. You're just making their life more difficult by like trying to intervene.
That's interesting because I feel like part of me agrees with you and the other part of me is like, oh, at least it's like those things are taken seriously in this world and that people are trying to help others and like the cops do show up. When
yeah, I mean,
somebody
I'm just looking at it and show up and, you know, shoot me or my dog or something like that. You know what mm-hmm. I mean?
Like, what was Pumpkin doing during all of this?
I mean, she was chilling, you know. She chills. She had food and water and hung out. I think she was just probably sitting in the corner like, what the fuck's you doing, man?
Aww. How you got sober for 2 months. What drove you to get sober?
Just because, like, whenever, so like normally whenever I had a girlfriend, I would drink and stuff, you know, and I don't ever drink like out. Like, I think the last time I drank out was when I saw you and everybody at like, it was your birthday or something like that, somewhere on like Santa Monica Boulevard. But
I'm
after
sure that,
that shit,
was that party that Jack was DJing at.
I don't remember.
It was the Lance birthday.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I forgot about that night.
Yeah, that was wild. I got drunk.
That was crazy. I forgot.
I forgot about that part, too.
That was the last time we all hung out, I guess.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. But, like, since that type of shit, I just don't really go out. If I am going to drink, I drink at home and just kind of chill and, like, do Instagram lives and, like, you know, fuck around. And I've dated a lot of girls where that's fine, you know? Like, we have fun. I'm joking, laugh. But for some reason with that particular ex that I dated, like, we would always... Like, she would always get mad at me, basically, for some reason. I don't know what I did. Maybe I made, like, a, you know, rude joke as I do or something. But so I was like, all right, I'll stop drinking. And just because it's kind of annoying in my life, too. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a long-term, like, little issue. It's not really caused me a ton of issues. But, you know, shit like on The Bachelor, obviously, I consider that, like, whoopsie days.
Oh my God.
You know, so
totally would have been a different show if I hadn't drank.
So when did you decide, like, can you give us a timeline? It's now May 2020. When did you decide I'm going to be sober? And then when did OnlyFans come into play into your life?
I mean, I decided I was going to be sober in December 28th. And then I was sober for 2 months up until that happened. And then now, I mean, I'm not at all. Like, I do whatever I want to do.
Mm-hmm. So basically, then there was the fight with your ex, and then you started drinking again, and then you had, you know, the report, which led you to drop a whole bunch of sponsors. Yeah. And then, okay, well, tell us about your time hospitalized, like, especially since it was against your will, and then we'll go to the lack of sponsors.
I was only there for like 3 hours. I was like, why am I here? Like, because you have to, like, either, you know, like, you just have to talk your way out of it, basically.
Yeah.
And I was like, nah, I'm good, man. Let me out.
Okay.
Come on.
So you get up. You got meat. So you got hospitalized. And then after that, was that kind of like the end of all the sponsors? Because you had two high profile oopsies, sort of?
Well, I think, honestly, like, I mean, I was being kind of like told how to like help my situation by my like bail bondsman, basically, who like deals with a lot of like celebrity arrests and stuff. And he said to make like a statement on Instagram, which, looking back, like, if I hadn't made that statement on Instagram, I probably wouldn't have lost all the sponsors and maybe they wouldn't have heard. I don't know. Or they would eventually, but kind of called myself out, you know?
What did your statement say?
I just had to be like, hey, but as you guys know, I got arrested for this and blah, blah, blah. Like, nothing really happened. It wasn't as bad as it sounds.
It kind of made it more high profile by even addressing it.
Yeah, that's the thing, man. Most issues, like, if you want them to go away, just ignore them.
Okay.
Did you? Well, I don't know if that's the advice I would give.
It depends on the situation, actually.
Sorry.
But
Chad, fuck, now I forgot what I was going to ask. What sponsors did you end up losing?
I mean, Bang Energy was my main one. And then I had like two or three other just like random, you know, monthly ones. And I don't even remember what they were now. They didn't even pay enough for me to care, really. But yeah, just after that, they were all just kind of like, we're going to put, oh, I had Cremo. Fuck you, Cremo Hair Company. And let me know after I recorded, after everything happened. I still spent hours recording all their stupid little stories. And then they let me know that they dropped me. And I was like, you should still fucking pay me. Or I'm going to make stories like, even after my arrest, Cremo Hair Company still loves me.
I didn't know. Chad, you were also in real estate. How frequently were you working in that when you were in LA?
I mean, I probably only did like three open houses, but I didn't really want to mess around with like small peas. So I did like $10 million houses, like opens and stuff. And it's just, you know, you'd get like three people come through. And half of them were trying to like sell you on something. So I tried for a while. I tried to post to Instagram. I kept thinking I'd get girls from like, you know, Orange County. They'd be like, hey, I want to meet him. So daddy, let him sell your $10 million house. But like, no, all I got was people like, hey, I'm looking to like get a house. And I'm like, what, like rent? And they're like, yeah, I want to rent something in the like $100,000 range. I'm like, so you want to pay me like $10 a month? That's my commission for this.
Yeah.
While you're going to ask me about TV shows for the next 30 fucking hours.
So maybe all of these things that happened to you were a blessing in disguise, because now you're seriously doing something that I think you were meant to do, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to know all the details. So let's start with when the idea popped in your head to go into porn and move to Vegas for it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, I mean, that kind of started as just like a side idea. And I was like, yeah, if it doesn't work out with my ex, you know, because we were doing some of it together, I was like, maybe I'll get a house in Vegas, you know, and make it like this mecca of like anybody wanting to get an OnlyFans. Because I realized how much money there was in there. And it started like, you know, I know, you know, for a while I was a dirty bastard, you know, I would hit on every girl on Instagram. So I've got girls from all across the country with hundreds and millions of followers, hundreds of millions, but hundreds of thousands to millions that like I could be like, hey, come to the house. I've got all the cameras set up in every room. You can shoot content, collab with me. I'll push your brand new OnlyFans platform. And then I'll be the referrer, so I'll take a percent of everything they earn. But, like, here's your free room to stay for a while and kind of launch your shit. And I just kind of said it a few times, and it blew up and to the point where I was like, oh, I got to do this.
Are people leaving, like, normal, like, production companies or whatever, directors, like, for porns and going to OnlyFans?
Yeah, for sure. It's like screwing up the actual whole porn industry.
Okay.
You know, because I've worked with like four or five porn stars now, and they're all like, yeah, you make way much more money on this than actual porn pays you like $500 for a scene, whereas like, you know, I make that shit before 5 a.m. that day.
Now, we had Blair, who we saw you work with on our podcast about like a year ago, and she gave us like the full rundown, like how to suck dick and like how like you get like tested and all that stuff and like how to have a relationship. So is OnlyFans also like you get tested before, or is it just like trusting?
I do. You don't have to. I do it like the professional way. So like every 2 weeks I get tested, which, you know, I've only done one time because I've only really been going hardcore for 2 weeks. So
yeah.
I feel like you're like the Hugh Hefner of OnlyFans now, which is insane. What's mind-boggling to me is this definitely has to be affecting the real porn industry so much. The videos that you sent over, and Chad, obviously don't take this the wrong way, but they're not high quality videos. They are a video that like people are just shooting. So the fact that
they're better than 99% of what people put on OnlyFans is the thing. I'm like the middle ground between the porn industry where you've hired a crew and like somebody just like holding an iPhone on their butthole. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But what's crazy is it seems like it's way easier to produce from a production standpoint than like a full on, you know, porno.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, all you need, I've been doing it on two iPhones. I need to buy a couple cameras and a computer, but like, that's all you need. Transfer it to iMovie, move around the clips and shit. Yeah. Good to go.
Do you think this is going to make the actual porn industry obsolete?
I think it is, because I mean, and I'm kind of like, I feel like treading the way to fuck their whole shit up, because I'm going to open this thing in Vegas, and it's going to like kind of blow up again. Kind of like if I got so much press off just announcing it,
right?
When I actually do it and kind of like put out this like countrywide, like, come on down, you know what I mean? It's the new like Hugh Hefner studio, but it's for porn, basically open invite to anyone in America. It's going to be kind of crazy.
Oh, I was under the impression that you already were kind of working there. I didn't know that it wasn't officially open yet. What do you mean you come on down? You're in your apartment. Oh, so this is not like the house where you're planning on having like different rooms kind of rented out?
No, not rented out. I mean, it'll just be an open invitation for people
to come. It's like an influencer house before porn stars.
Like Jake, exactly. Like Jake on YouTube. Yeah, yeah. And like Team 10.
Exactly. So I had an 11,000 square foot house I was looking at that it was like the only one that worked because it has to be grand. You know, it has to be like absolutely like mind-blowing house, but it got rented out from under me. So now I'm like trying to find another one that works.
A realtor, a former realtor looking for his porn palace in Vegas.
Oh, it's hard to find. It's got to look like a fucking palace. You know what I mean?
We were watching TMZ before, and there was some porn star, I don't remember her name, who said that what you're doing is not revolutionary, and there's a million porn houses like that.
Yeah, she said that shit, but she's not right. Now, I've talked to other porn stars that are like, no, she's an idiot.
All right.
Because the thing is, but coming from mainstream and reality, nobody's ever done that before. And the girls that I've worked with, it almost makes it like, it's like softening the side to porn. Like if I'm doing it and I'm getting all these people to do with it that have never done it before, it's like, it's not really that big of a deal. You're already showing your ass on Instagram. Maybe just like pull your panties over.
I just know that like that $19.99 for a month is totally worth just seeing, like, you know, how big your dick is. So
just out of curiosity, you know,
you guys, Chad smile after he goes, just pull your panties over. Like, I can't
saying,
even
is it
with
worth
you.
It? You're saying, is it worth it or is it not?
No,
worth it?
No, she's it's totally it's, worth it. It's totally worth it.
Nice. RealChadJohns.com.
All right. Well, we've been talking about sex a lot on this podcast, and part of sex is sometimes getting pregnant. And there are a lot of you out there, I'm sure, who are interested if getting pregnant is going to be an easy thing for you, it's going to be a hard thing for you. You're worried about your biological clock. And if you follow me on Instagram, you know that one of my favorite fertility companies is Modern Fertility. So it's an incredible female-founded company. It's easy and affordable. It's a test at home that's going to test your fertility hormones. And you do it in just a fingerprint. They also have a prepaid label, and you'll get your personalized results online within 10 days. It's a lot different than traditional testing, just in the fact that that can cost over $1,000, but Modern Fertility costs only about $159, and it's going to give you the exact same information. So it's different pricing, but the same information. You can get it at modernfertility.com/get it, and you can get $20 off, making it only $139.
So I think this is great because at any age, you kind of want to know, or if you're in your 20s and you kind of want to know how many eggs you have and your hormone levels and any reproductive flags, I think this product is really good for anyone of any age if you're trying or not. So again, use the code GET IT to get $20 off when you go to modernfertility.com/get it.
And I could talk on and on about it, and I'm going to just for a second. Lauren has a friend that reached out to me after seeing me post about it on Instagram. And she said she got it as a Christmas gift because it was something that she was thinking about for a while. And her mom got it for her. She found out through it that her levels were a lot lower than the normal 29-year-old. And this changed her plans with her boyfriend and their, you know, their journey to bring a child into this world. So it's important, guys.
Wait, Chad, do you have a porn name or an OnlyFans name? Is that a Chad thing on Johnson. OnlyFans?
I mean, I already have a porn name.
Johnson.
Right? Your
bad Chad.
Porn name.
Yeah,
no, I'm Johnson.
Just Johnson.
Chad, so how do you respond to people who are actual porn stars and them saying that you could never be a formal porn star?
Yeah, I saw a bunch of those comments online, and I was like, you know, people like, I would never hire him for like doing stuff, you know, And I'm like, I don't fucking want or need you to hire me. I make 10 times what any porn star makes. I make 10 times what those company owners make. Like,
yeah, like why would they just because like you work with a studio, you're a porn star. Like what makes them have skill that is different than yours?
Yeah, I don't want them to call me and I got to show up so I can shoot something for a grand. Like I said, I'll fucking make that before breakfast. Like there's so much more money in what I'm doing and with my full long-term plan. I mean, there's a show. We have a show in the works right now. I actually have a meeting 30 minutes after this ends about producing a show where I'd be the executive producer and host. So you'll find out if that works out.
I want to know more about that, but I was actually really curious to know. I mean, Chad, I've worked with you before, like on Bachelor. I've been your producer before. Are you producing the storylines? Because the thing that people love about porn are different storylines. The video you sent over, I could tell there's different scenarios. So are you sort of producing and directing people? And is that your plan when you come up with the Porn Palace?
I mean, the Porn Palace itself is more so, it's almost like, you know, there's no Playboy Mansion right now. There isn't a solid one. And there's kind of like a big opening in this market with somebody that's already like kind of known and in the light and get press. But it's not necessarily, I will fly girls in and I will collaborate with them or whatever. Like if you want to stay at the house, you're going to fucking collaborate. So I have content for my people. It's not like I'm being like a dirty person. It's like, I got thousands upon thousands of people who pay me. I have to provide them content. You know what I mean? It's work at the end of it. I mean, fun work, but yeah, you kind of direct, you know, I'll kind of be like, what do you want to do? Like whatever they're comfortable with. You know, my whole thing is like, at the end of the day, I let them know straight up front, like, this is business for me. I got thousands of people paying me. This is business. So whatever you're comfortable with or not comfortable with, like we can either do or not do, just let me know. And then we'll come up with a funny scenario at the start. And then I just shoot shit.
You say that you get tested every 2 weeks. Do you make the girls get tested?
Yeah, they all have like little testing apps too.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, if they're like super hot, I might be like, all right, maybe I'll take
Chad! Oh my God. How are you coming up with the ideas? Where are you getting your inspiration? Are you like watching old pornos? Are you just like where do you get the storylines from?
I mean, I just do what I like, like half of them. Like I was almost a masseuse or masseur in Oklahoma before I joined the Marine Corps. So I was like, yeah, I like some, let's do some massage shit. That's
that looked
nice.
Like a very nice massage, everyone out there. If you want to see a nice massage with a lot of oil, yeah. I would follow Chad Johnson on OnlyFans.
Speaking of that video, do you decide how much each video costs?
Yeah, each video depending upon the length and what's in it. But I mean, typically it's like $5 to $10. You know what I mean? So like you charge the 20 and then like I'll put like, so like I even sent you guys just like a teeny clip, you know what I mean? Like I cut out the like that massage, obviously a bunch of extra shit happened in that massage.
Of course.
Everything you can think of, you know?
Happy ending.
But like I was like, this will give them a general idea, you know?
Where, what's your favorite porn to do? Is it like two girls, one girl, four dudes, anal?
Four dudes. Oh, that's my thing.
That's your jam.
The thing, I wasn't even that crazy in real life. Like, I think I'd only had one threesome before. And so doing this one was like the first, you know, and I was drunk on that one. It was after a club appearance after The Bachelor. So that's like my first time doing that. Like, I like doing the massage ones kind of sometimes because like, then the girl's relaxed. It's kind of chill. Like, it's like you've gotten to know each other. And yeah. I don't know. Just, I don't even know what I like yet, really. It's so new.
Man, I have so many questions. How long do you know these girls? Or do you feel comfortable knowing these girls before you jump into bed with them?
I mean, one of them walked in and it was like 2 minutes. I'm like, all right. And
she's professional.
And
yeah,
we're off.
She was a professional.
Do you, since you said you had only really done a threesome before, is there anything that you haven't done yet or that is uncomfortable to you, actually? Because you actually seem like you're coming at this from more of a business angle. So maybe there's things that you don't want to do yourself, Chad.
Well, I mean, like, you know, I get a ton of comments like, let a dude bang you. And I'm like, bro, like, just, like, that's like asking a vegan cook, like, just because I'm cooking doesn't mean I'm going to start cooking steaks, bro. You know what I mean? Like I'm doing what analogy. I'm comfortable with and what I want to do. And like, at the same time, I'm trying to give them what they want, which is like, you know, if I'm hooking up with a girl, you know, I have a lot of male fans. So like, I got to get like good shots of me actually, which, you know, in a normal porn would be like kind of be like, why isn't he just like showing him downward, like the camera?
Oh, you have male fans.
So you got to get like, you know, a lot of them are coming to the site for me. They're not coming necessarily. But that's why I made two pages.
That's interesting.
So I have OnlyFans.com/RealChadJohnson, which is like me. I'll go put my dick in the waffle maker or do something like that. And then also I'll hook up with girls, but it shows like a lot of me. And then I have the other page where I'll edit the videos differently, which is OnlyFans.com/ThePalace, which is still not the palace. It's at my apartment. But that one's where it's like just me and the girl. And like if you're like one of the bros that would follow me like, hell yeah, bro, you're tight. You can go watch that one and not feel weird, you know?
You can watch the pre-palace content. Are you ever going to hire a video crew to come do these?
Probably. I mean, I really don't think it's necessary, though, and it just makes it weird. Like, I'm all about, like, that's the thing you don't have to do. It's almost a better, like, people like the kind of homemade. As long as they can see it and it looks well and it's well lit, like, homemade is almost, like, it's totally cool. So I just need better cameras, I think. Better cameras, and I need to buy a computer, but I've been lazy with doing that.
When it comes to the...
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
When it comes to the palace and you being a Big Brother alum, would you ever have like a live stream where you just have cameras in every room? Oh, you're thinking about that. Is that your show?
That's not the show. That's another aspect, though. That's a totally another endeavor.
Very innovative, Ashley.
Yeah,
that's a great idea. I feel like Ashley should get commission on that. Can you live stream on OnlyFans?
You can, but I'm working on a separate website right now. I have my developer in the works, and what we're creating is obviously to launch the houses, like you can come collab, but we are going to set up cameras in every room and have a separate page where people can pay a certain amount of money to then click through the different cameras and see what's going on in each room. So it will be like Celebrity Big Brother, but like, you know, porny.
Porny.
Are all these porn stars like, do they have the sexual drive that they appear to have, or is a lot of it acting?
What's that? Sorry. Hitting on your sister.
I said, is,
wait, Chad, did you just say?
Wait, I'm sorry.
Says, what's up?
I think Chad's hitting on Lauren.
I think so too.
This is amazing.
Sorry, OnlyFans.
I think so too.
All know Lauren's kind of down for this.
Lauren like comes a different person when we have like these
because
kinds
it's actually
of topics.
Fucking interesting,
and because they make shit ton of money.
Yeah,
yeah, it's wild.
Okay, so I guess I was asking the opposite of Lauren. Are all of these girls as sexually not active, but like turned on all the time as they appear, or are they like acting a lot?
I mean, I don't really like ask girls to collab that I don't like have interest in or don't have interest in me. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like I'm not going to just be like, hey, come over and let's film some like super dead-eyed content. You know what I mean?
Dead-eyed.
So yeah, it's always like, I mean, most of the time, like I said, one girl walked in within 2 minutes, but most of the time it's like, come in, chill. We'll hang out for a few minutes, chit chat, talk about how long we've been doing this stuff. You go through your clothes and talk about what we want to do. And then like, then it's just like, you know, all right, let's kind of just, it's like having a date, but like, you're going to film it.
Do you?
It's so crazy that like prostitution is totally illegal. Well, not in Vegas, whatever. And then this is totally legal.
It's not illegal if you film it.
Right? How bizarre is that?
That is interesting.
That is
kind of weird.
It makes sense, though. I feel like in this culture that we live in now, you know, where it's like consent is such a big thing. So if it's filmed, I feel like that sort of
like
takes
documentation.
Care. Yeah. Chad, do you want to be with someone one day? And do you ever fear that this would get in the way of that? You know, are you dating anyone now?
I'm not dating anyone now, but I'm talking to quite a few. And the crazy thing is, like, nobody cares. I mean, I at first was like, oh my God, I'm gonna run off all these girls that I've been off and on chatting with for like 4 years. But like, they see it and they're like, you having fun this week?
Oh my God.
I'm like, yeah. Like, so you wanna fly out next week and hang out? And they're like, sure. Like,
so it's like a turn on for a lot of the girls that you've been talking to.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, and they don't care. They know it's work and they know I'm making a ton of money. So they don't really like, you know, they know I'm probably not going to be doing it forever. Like, eventually the house, all this stuff works out. I'll just be executively producing content and I'll probably slide back from doing it myself.
How does your family feel? Because I know you're really close to your sister.
At first they were like, what are you doing? I'm ashamed. And then I was like, yeah, do you know how much fucking money I'm making right now? Because, like, I could pay everything that you're making five times over. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. When you tell people how much money you're making, they're kind of like,
okay.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Do your thing.
But we all know, like, obviously having a lot of money is amazing. But do you think that you're doing this just for the money or because it's actually something that you want to do, Chad, and that makes you happy? Or is it just money for you?
I mean, it's fun. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, for sure. I have fun with it. It would be great to eventually, like, with all these girls I fly in and stuff, like, oh my God, I met the one. You know, I flew in the girl I've been talking to for a few years. We filmed some stuff and she's amazing.
Yeah.
Now I'm getting paid to meet all the girls I wanted to meet. Aww, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So do you want to be in a relationship? Like, are you looking for one right now or no?
Eventually. Right now, I'm just concentrated on building my businesses, you know, with all the separate. I mean, like I said, I got like four different avenues of revenue monetization coming in this industry. So I'm just focused on building everything. I wouldn't have time to like actually date, you know? Mm-hmm. And plus, I just need a little time off after my last situation.
Shitseration.
Chad, I'm going to be honest. I'm a little nervous about asking this question, but I also want to. How would your mom feel if she found this out or is watching you?
She wouldn't care.
She'd what?
She'd be cool with it. Yeah, she'd be super cool with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom. Yeah, I don't know. My mom wanted me to be a hitman, so I don't think my mom would care if I'm doing porn.
Well, that mustache is certainly filling the role.
I know. I was going to say, I've never, like... Did you put Latisse on your stash or something? Like, I've never seen it grown out that much.
Latisse? What is that?
Latisse makes your, like, your eyelashes and your eyebrows grow. It's for ladies.
I mean, occasionally I'll fuck with it and I'll color it, but no, this is just natural right now.
Like, you got a Tom Selleck situation.
You should do a
pilot
Tom porn.
Selleck right now.
A pilot porn. Like you're pilot. Flying an airplane.
That's
I don't
a
know.
Good idea.
Because girls always like that.
What about a real estate agent porn, Lauren?
Listen, there's tons of those.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good idea.
I'm not going to give you any of my ideas. I'm going to charge you for mine, but I have a ton. If you want to call me after this,
give me some ideas because I got a girl in the other room right now. So we're getting ready to film as soon as this is wrapped up.
Oh, my God.
So.
Well,
wait, would she
real
come on?
Real estate's really easy to do. It'd be like, this is the bedroom, you know?
This is the bedroom. Okay.
I like that. Here's the free cookies.
Are you ready for your down payment?
You guys, we're throwing out questions like as if like we don't have another 20 minutes with him. It's 20 minutes okay, Chad?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you have a film that is coming up in about 20 minutes. How many times a day can you go? Is ideal for you?
Well, I mean, you don't. I mean, it depends. Is there an ending shot? You know what I mean?
Yes.
Because if there's an ending shot, I don't know. I haven't done like an all day like shoot with anybody yet. Mm. You know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe three or four.
Does like, you know how some, I would say all people maybe have insecurity surrounding performance, especially men. Does that, right. Is that higher now because of, you know, what you're in?
It's a little like, you can always get hard, right? I guess one of the things is like, you know, in this, you can't just like finish in 2 minutes or you're going to look like an idiot. Like, I just spent $1,000 to fly you here and now 2 minute scene and I'm done.
That feels like a lot of pressure, Chad.
It is a little bit, Naz. That sounds like a lot of pressure. You're on The Bachelor. Yeah, it is. But like, because once you like stop yourself from obviously like ending, if
it
you do that
away.
Times, then your body's almost like, not today. Then so then it's like a lot of work, obviously, because you have to get that like scene.
What do you think of when you have to control yourself?
Nothing. I just stop for a second. Then I edit that little section out.
Oh, you just stop. It's not like the good grandma.
Yeah, no, not like oh, okay. Baseball.
Baseball.
Did you just say that would get me off? Did you say think of grandma, Lauren?
Yeah. To make it stop.
You've been thinking to make of your it Grammy stop. During sex, Lauren? Is that what you've been doing?
Not me.
This is so weird.
Oh, there's another moment.
Let's let it linger. Like, stop. Okay,
he you thinks know? Of you, Lauren, to keep what? Going. I say he's thinking of wait, you wait. To keep going.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So, okay. Is it hard to get girls to, like, you have to get to know a girl's body to really kind of like make it work sometimes? Are you having this kind of discussion beforehand? Are you figuring out on your own as the film rolls?
Or are they faking most of the time and you just, you know?
I mean, I don't think so. But then again, like, I mean, I've kind of been pretty good at that for a long time. It's just up to kind of like reading them, reading their body and, you know, like a few techniques and stuff like that.
Okay. Can you give us some techniques for all of our male listeners, which is like 2%?
I don't know how to get it. Well, I mean, if you can't do it with your, obviously, dick, you got to do it with your hand, which is like, there's nothing you can really do. If someone can't get off using your dick, then you, you know, it's not like your problem, you know? So there's just like,
wait, I'm like so confused by that answer. What'd you say?
I'm saying if you can't, if like some girls just can't get off through sex, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So what do you have?
So then there's two
suggestion?
Options left.
Right. Then obviously your hand or your mouth or whatever.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Okay. Then, I see you know, what you're saying.
Sometimes it depends upon the video, because if it's not about her getting off, like, sorry.
So, right. So you fly a girl in, it's a girl you're interested in.
Mm-hmm.
You said that like one time it took maybe 2 minutes, but what is your, like, is she staying with you? Do you have dinner and then shoot the next day? Do you go over script? Like, how can you just walk us through the whole process? Like from when she lands
through the process, you know what? I sure can.
Thanks, Chad.
I sure can.
You're so annoying. I hate you.
Do you pick her up from the airport?
No, I Uber. I don't.
Yeah.
I try to see the thing is like, I'm always afraid of like, you know, I've had some girls like, you fly here. And I'm like, no, because what if I got there and then you were like, I don't want to do it or like change your mind. But if I fly you here and for any reason you changed your mind, yeah, I'd be fucking pissed. But like, at least I just lost money and not money and time. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I try to put as little as time into it until they're here as like possible.
Interesting.
Other than like texting and getting to know them and all that type of stuff.
Right.
But how important is female satisfaction in your videos and in real life?
I mean, in real life, it's important. In the videos, sometimes not so much, because I haven't really done any like a female worship type thing. You know what I mean? Like,
I think that would be really good.
I think
good.
That would be a good idea for your audience.
Absolutely. Yeah. Is there?
I was going to ask if there's comments underneath your videos and if there's any fan feedback from like the ladies and seeing what they want to see from you.
Yeah, I mean, I've gotten a bunch of stuff. A lot of people have been asking for more like images of me during like collaborations and stuff. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, on my solo account on therealchadjohnston.com, when I get a lot of like, there's one, a lot of ass stuff. It's like, I haven't done, you know,
are you, but, what's your grooming technique before a video?
They get pissed if I like, you know, trim or shave anything most of the time. So I like, obviously, when I have a real girlfriend, like, I want to be, like, clean cut and trimmed and, you know, portions shaved. But, like, they'll give me hell. They'll be like, no, we want you hairy, bro.
Yeah, you're the rugged man.
How do you... Yeah. I'm always so curious.
Hold on one second. The dogs are freaking out.
We can mute us and ask.
Chad, I'm always so curious to know, like, different men's preferences on female hair. Not, and I'm stating now, not that it matters. Obviously, women can grow or not grow or do whatever they want. But I'm curious, like, what you like.
I just like nothing down there. That's me. You know? But obviously, I respect people who decide to. Do I have to say that shit?
Yes, Chad, you should. You're running a business.
I know. I respect. I mean, like two of the girls I was with, they had like landing strips and stuff, and it's totally fine. Whatever. I'm just saying, like, personal preference is like nothing there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But to hit your last question that you were saying, like, when they get here and stuff, like, normally, like, I meet them outside, walk in, order food, or have a drink or something, you know what I mean? Just chit chat for a couple minutes and just try to make it as chill as possible, because I'm not a porn director. I'm not a porn set. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like the dude from a bunch of reality shows that like decided to take a crazy route. Mm-hmm. And you know, half of them are like, holy shit, this is crazy. The shows. And I'm like, yeah. All right, let's have sex.
All right, Chad. So let's pretend your porn palace is already bought, put together. Mm-hmm. If you could have in your dream porn world, dream, one bachelor star female and one bachelor star male that you would get to the house and create a video, male, who would it be?
Male.
No, just, okay, yeah, answer that question, like that you would pin together and then like,
well, not even together. Okay, just like, which bachelor star would you love to see a porn from?
I don't know, the one girl, you know, Jenny Delaney? I keep saying her name. She's gonna be like, this motherfucker.
I don't know who that is. No,
who she
is
was that? On Ari's season. Like her or Cassie or I already did it with Caitlin Clemens, so fuck, she might as well come make some money. She ain't doing shit else.
Oh, damn. You're just calling people out now.
Well, yeah, everybody already knew that. She tried to deny it and shit. Like, I didn't even want to put it out there, but then she made me look stupid, so I had to like fucking do that whole thing.
So your dream threesome would be with Cassie and then this girl, Jenny, who I have no idea who that is.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Pretty sure.
Why Jenny? If we don't know who she is, so is this somebody that like struck your attention early on?
She's just my type, you know? Yeah. She was on Ari's season and I actually was like going to fly out there to see her one time, but apparently like the day before I was supposed to fly out there, and I'd already like booked my flight. She got like back with her boyfriend, so I had to like cancel it and stuff. Oh, so who knows where my life could be had that worked out, you know?
She was eliminated early on, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Like episode 2 or 3 or something.
Yeah, yeah.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting. But Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
How is the world situation affecting your business and your plan? Because we've talked about you flying women out multiple times. We're in a pandemic. So how is that affecting what you're trying to accomplish?
It's kind of been a pain in the ass just because like some girls. So like initially before I even started doing this, I asked girls if they would collab. You know, I had all these girls with Instagram followings and stuff. And they're like, yeah. But then when it came time to, they're like, oh, but COVID. And I'm like, just throw on a mask and don't lick the toilet seat, you know? But so now I'm having to like wait right now, obviously, you know, because some of them, most of them, there's probably like 10 of them I'm waiting on that are like, you know, tens, like most beautiful women ever. So I'm just kind of like waiting that out.
Do you like that classic porn star look with like the big lips and big titties?
No, I'm more of just like, yeah, like you saw the girls I talked about. Like,
yeah, they're like very hometown girls.
Just regular girls, yeah. And a lot of them are like, why me? I don't have huge boobs. And I'm like, I don't, yeah, it's not my thing. You know,
like, God, you fucking kill me. Have any men approached you? Because, okay, I referenced Jake Paul, Team 10, you know, this YouTubers that had a bunch of people live in a house, documented, vlogged everything. And that's sort of, that's like a concept, right? It seems like you're doing that through OnlyFans. Have guys approached you to sort of join in on this? On the palace?
No, not yet. But I wouldn't let anybody yet. I mean, it's supposed to be like a... You want girls to feel comfortable, and I don't want a bunch of random dudes like roaming the house. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, like, I'll have a girl there who's kind of like in charge of like taking care of everything, setting the girls up, and picking them up from the airport, make sure they're comfortable. Like, it's like I said, it's like a Playboy Mansion style like Hefner thing. Whereas, like, I'm the Hefner dude, but like, not in a creepy way. I'm just like, it's my house, it's my thing, it's my business venture. You come there, and I'll help you out. But like, you know. You're going to sign up under my program. I'm going to take a little cut for I'm launching you, you know?
Do you have any safety guidelines? Like, do you use protection or any of that stuff? Or do you make sure they like shower right before?
Or on birth control? Cause you could have a little Chad Johnson.
Yeah. I mean,
or STD testing or any of that.
Yeah. He said they do the STD test.
We do STD testing, but I mean, I haven't been using condoms, just, you know, making sure everybody's tested. I haven't been doing the shower thing, but I assume they showered. I always shower right before, you know. So.
Do you ever fear you're going to impregnate someone?
That's a little scary, yeah, for sure. Like one girl, I got a plan B. A few of the girls were like porn stars, so I'm assuming they wouldn't. You know, I felt like I didn't even need to ask them. Like, you have precautions.
Yeah, it's like almost insulting to ask, but almost necessary at the same time.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, the main thing you just get like a consent video basically stating like, yes, we both consent to doing this. And, you know, you get their STD tests and try to make them feel comfortable. And then obviously if you were to see something fucking weird, you might pump the brakes, you know? Mm-hmm. Hey, what was that?
Yeah. I feel like I have all my questions answered.
Me too. I'm feeling satisfied.
Fulfilled?
Yeah.
Naz?
How much, since you're taking percentage out, how much are the women that come to work for you or work with you taking away?
Well, I mean, like right now, so I get 80% of everything on OnlyFans, but I'm working with like on my page where it's only going to be a 10% cut that I would get, you know, minus costs and processing fees and all that stuff. So at the end of the day, it'd only be like, they'd be getting 90% and I'll be getting like 3% of whatever after I split with my developer and split with merchant processing fees.
You know how people look at porn and they're like, this isn't real life or whatever. This isn't really how sex is. I feel like OnlyFans, now you have a chance to show what it's really like. But is anyone taking any performance enhancing drugs or stuff like in these videos?
Of course. I mean, shit, like sometimes if I get nervous, I'll pop a Cialis or something just to have. Mm-hmm. Like, why not? You know what I mean? Not like you need it, but like if you have it, and obviously I have it, and you're a little nervous about like, you know, is this going to be a 20-minute scene, 30-minute? Like, sure, I'll take it. Because it would be a little bit fucking annoying if you didn't get hard. You know what I mean? Or whatever.
Yes.
Do the women take anything? Sorry, go ahead, Ash.
Yeah, no, that's a good question.
Yeah, a lot of people, everybody does in the industry. And I'm not in the industry, but like, I mean, I guess I am now.
are in the industry.
Wait, what can women take? Yeah, what are they taking?
I don't know what the girls take. I don't know. Girls don't really need anything. Like, that's the great girl in this industry. Well, okay.
That's like the most common.
Then you probably don't need it.
That's what I was asking before. I was like, are all these girls really like this excited to bang? Yeah, I'm sure
I'm not all the time, but I'm sure more than the average human.
Yeah. I think that's the most common misconception. I think like almost every woman, and I'm curious to know, Chad, if you find out from them what they're taking.
I don't think anybody's taking anything.
So you think they just take or fake?
I guess so. I mean... It's
that you can take.
Yeah,
I don't know what videos like y'all 100%. Watch. I mean, I only sent y'all some tiny clips of mine, but like, there's nothing like crazy going on where they're like, yeah.
That's very good. That's so good.
It literally looks like you're just watching me and my girlfriend, but with like really good angles.
Yeah. Life,
you know?
Okay. Well, I guess my last question is that you're kind of ahead of the times when it comes to OnlyFans and being a reality star going into this. If more and more continue to follow your path, how are you going to stay relevant?
Oh, I'll always stay relevant. You know me. I'll figure it out. Let me tell you this. The next girl that gets cut on The Bachelor, you get cut on episode one or two. I'm going to be in Vegas with this house. Guess where you're going to go? You got no followers. You're probably not going to get called for Bachelor in Paradise. But do you want to make 10 grand tomorrow and potentially make like 20, 30 grand a month for the rest of your life? Come on down.
And that's the sales pitch, everyone.
I think we'll end it on that.
Thank you, Chad.
Thanks, Chad.
Yeah, for sure. And let everybody know they can find all my stuff at realchadjohnson.com or for the regular non-wanting to see me alone in the kitchen people, onlyfans.com/thepalace.
Yeah, all the dick on the waffle maker peeps go to that one. Yeah. Chad, it was so great seeing you. Thanks for joining us. Yeah, I miss you so much.
Miss y'all too. Hit me up when you're in LA.
I'm okay. In LA. What do you mean?
You're in LA. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, then hit me up. What the fuck?
Okay.
Bye.
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 There you go.
Okay. That was hilarious.
That was so eye-opening.
He doesn't give a fuck.
No. I mean, there's obviously like a lot of, if I was going to be one of those people, problematic things in what he said. But like, I enjoyed
the rawness.
All the ear candy.
I think the thing with Chad is I've always respected how he's always unapologetically himself. And he doesn't he just doesn't care what people, he never filters himself. It's really crazy.
Yeah, no matter how many like legal whatever people could slap on him for saying the wrong thing, he's not changing.
And I mean, I think he's lying to himself like about a couple things. I think like it makes him sad the way his family probably isn't fully condoning this. But, you know, I also am not part of the family, so I don't really know. But I think we're hearing like the bright side.
I mean, this is also the very beginnings of things. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's like, okay, well, let's see what actually happens.
Right. But it sounds good now.
I mean, it sounds like a concept. It really sounds like Playboy Mansion version of OnlyFans. So I'm really curious to see like where it goes. And if any of you have seen Chad's videos, let us know if you have.
I'm curious.
Who's tuning in, you know?
Well, I mean, that's what it was. It is what it is. And it was very entertaining.
It was very informative. And I feel like, Lauren, I feel like you're kind of into this idea.
No, I'm always scared.
Lauren's definitely too interested in these things.
It's not about porn or anything. I think it's fascinating because I understand the lure, but I wouldn't do it personally. So I think it's very interesting. And also with Chad, I've always thought he was the funniest person ever because he's so raw and so unfiltered. And to like a crazy degree, but that's why I've always liked him.
Remember when we thought that you guys could be together?
Yeah, I feel like there's some energy between
you. We would crash and burn as human beings. We don't need each other.
All right. Lauren's dangerous side came out during that interview. And I'm like, oh God.
Hilarious.
Stop, everyone.
All right, guys, that was fun.
Guys, that was fun.
We love you guys. Follow the Facebook group, Instagram at I Don't Get It Podcast. I'm at Naz Perez.
At Lauren AI. And on the Facebook group, we have a poll for the Sutris. It'll probably be over by then, but very good content, everyone.
No, it probably won't be over by then because we might be having the guys on next week.
Okay. Yeah, so go over there and cast your vote.
We've been getting so much feedback. Well, I have specifically to my Instagram. So we might do a top two. We weren't gonna, but maybe we'll do a top two.
Because
I'm
like
honestly
top
torn between two, I think.
Okay.
Lauren, your dog's dying in the background. Can we get him help?
He's just coughing.
Lauren,
he does
this too often.
We gotta go.
All right, bye.
We love you guys. Bye.
I Don't Get It Podcast.